In recent decades, millions of people have drifted away from Jesus and their Catholic faith. Sadly, many may never find their way back. I'm Tom Peterson, and I believe that God has called me to use my background in media to be a catalyst in the new evangelization. Our organization produces inspiring and creative evangelization messages that have helped lead hundreds of thousands of inactive Catholics, converts, agnostics, and atheists home to Jesus and His Holy Church. Join us as we travel across North America to bring you stories of heartbreak, redemption, and transformation as the Holy Spirit leads His people home. God has an extraordinary plan for each of our lives. He wants us to spend eternity in heaven with Him and bring as many people with us as possible. This is Catholics Come Home. Welcome to Catholics Come Home. Today we come to you from Farmington, Missouri. In this episode, we'll meet a retired deputy sheriff who was away from the church for 33 years, and after returning home, helped her own husband convert to the faith as well. Like everyone else in this series, today's guest came home to the church thanks to Catholics Come Home and responding to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I'd like you to meet Madge Winch. Madge, thanks so much for being with us today and welcome home.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for being here.
Tell me about growing up in this part of the country.
I actually was born down southeast Missouri at a little town called Cottonwood, right out of Caruthersville. And I had a large family. My mom and dad, between them, had 11 kids. We all were kind of diversified with our religion. There were some of us Baptists and some of us went to the Methodist church. And my mom and dad, I don't remember them ever just actually going to church with us. So my dad would drive us all into town and we'd hop out and some of us would run across the road to the Baptist church, and I just kind of went to the Methodist church. And that's the background of my religion.
I heard you had a friend who was Catholic and that was your first exposure to Catholicism. Is that true?
Her mom was Catholic, and she had two brothers and a sister, and always, if I stayed all night with them on Saturday night, well, Miss Shaw would take us all to church down, and they always had a little scarf for me to wear on my head, and it was all Latin at that time, and I was just totally amazed and enthralled with it. I just loved it.
What was your life like in your young adult years?
My mother passed away when I was just entering sophomore year. And I was the oldest then at home with four little brothers and sisters. And my dad was a cotton farmer, so I pretty much took care of my little brothers and sisters. And I started seeing this guy, and he was a Catholic. And every date that I went on with him, all my brothers and sisters went with me. I don't think we ever really went on a date by ourselves because I had to take kids too. But it was good, and my dad was very strict. If I dated this person, I probably should marry him, because that's just the way he thought. And, you know, he was going to make sure that we were all good girls, and I was a good girl. So I got married 2 days after I graduated high school. Married in Methodist Church, and I found out that his grandmother did not approve of me because I was not Catholic, and so I was kind of pressured a little bit to become a Catholic, but my husband didn't go to church, so, you know, there was no big deal. But one of our friends' father had passed away, and we both went to the funeral, and they were Catholic. After the funeral, we were sitting in the lunchroom, I guess, where they had the dinner, and the priest came around, and he knew my husband's grandmother because she went to church there. And so then he kind of prompted us, why don't you kids join the church, come back to church? So, and then the other couple also had kind of married, he'd married a Protestant too. So we both agreed, both couples. So we all four started going to, they called them instructions back in those days, and it was only 6 weeks. So I joined the church, and they had me sign a little paper that I would raise my children Catholic. So I did.
So you were married and you were Catholic. Was it life happily ever after?
The marriage fell apart. We just didn't communicate anymore. And I was left raising little kids all by myself.
So what happened with your faith life soon afterward?
Well, I didn't even have a car at that time, and I would walk about 6 or 8 blocks every Sunday with my kids. I took them to St. Joseph Church down at Farmington. And my oldest son at the time went to Catholic school in first grade. And I graded papers for the teachers to help pay his tuition.
What happened with your marriage at that point?
You know, I got divorced, and my kids got old enough to do for themselves. I felt like, why should I go? Because I wasn't active. I mean, I couldn't receive communion, so I didn't feel like, what's the point? So I was kind of empty. I didn't have a purpose.
After your divorce, how did you feel about attending the Catholic Church?
Well, I felt unworthy, that I wasn't good enough anymore because my bond, my marriage had been broken. I just didn't feel like I belonged.
What was the next stage in your life like?
Well, I just kind of stayed home. I didn't go to church. I did occasionally visit with my sister that goes to the Baptist Church at Farmington. And it was okay. And I had a friend that was Episcopalian, and I went with her and her husband a lot. And I liked that church. It was more like a Catholic church. Then they moved away to Wisconsin, and I just did not go to church again.
So how many years were you away from the church?
I'd say 30, 33 years probably.
How did you meet Gene?
I met him on a blind date. My friend fixed us up. His friend and my friend had been dating, and so they hooked us up.
You had a couple of interesting jobs in your life. What were they?
Well, when I first moved up here, I, of course, had come out of a cotton field down southeast Missouri. I'd never worked anywhere in my whole life. And my sister had worked over at the Trimfoot Shoe Company, and she got me a job over there. And I was called a sole stitcher at the time, putting soles in little shoes, and oh my gosh, I could not get those things straight for nothing. And this boss that I had, one day she came by me and I was gathering up my stuff. She said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going home. I can't do this. And she said, no, you're not. You sit down here. You can do this. She took her little red pencil and marked off 4 spots for the notches to meet. And she showed me how to do it. And I sat down there, and she used to say I was the best little sole stitcher she ever had.
What was your next job?
I actually had gotten a chance to go to college to be a teacher. And Gene and I both agreed that it was time for me to go to school and get that education. And I was taking a class at the college for public speaking. And I made an appointment with the sheriff down there to write a speech about a neighborhood watch program, because I thought that would be good out here in our country. And as I went in and was talking to him, he just looked at me and he said, would you need a job? I need a clerk, and I think you'd make a good one. And I said, well, not really. I'm wanting to go to school. And he said, well, I'll let you go to school. Go ahead and take your classes and work in between your... So I did. And occasionally they would call one of us girls out of the office, because there were no women deputies at the time, to go strip search a prisoner over at the jail. So that's kind of how I got started. And then I got another sheriff that they formed a multi-county drug task force. And I was also asked to be out with those drug task force guys. And so I went through the police academy at night. And I worked in the office like during the day. And then a lot of times I was called out with the task force to go do the drug deals. And so then the third sheriff came along, and he was putting more people on the road. So he asked if I wanted to go on the road. And of course I raised my hand, yes.
What did you do with the sheriff's department, and did you actually carry a gun?
Well, the first gun I carried was a .357 Smith & Wesson 686, a big old gun that came down almost to my knee, because it was a big gun, but it was a very good straight-shooting little pistol that I could qualify mainly the first time through the range. And then later in years, I got a little small Sig Sauer 9mm. And it was lightweight and just easy. It fit my hand very well. It became a job wearing a uniform then, driving a patrol car, and being a deputy sheriff on the road, not just undercover and just periodically, you know, called out of the office to go do something at the jail with a prisoner. So that's how I became a deputy sheriff.
In a moment, we'll find out what happened next in Madge's journey of faith.
And he said, well, you need to go to confession. And I said, oh, Father, it's been like 33 years since I've been to confession. And he said, well, he said, I'll reserve a whole week for you.
Okay, here's the pop quiz. What is the opposite of love? Give up? The opposite of love is selfishness. Christ reminds us often in the gospel that in order to truly love, we must put the interests of others before our own. We often tell others that we love them, but it is when we sacrifice ourselves for the good of another that we can truly show that our love is sincere. Maybe this is why love can't be about taking something from someone else, but rather giving to another. We know well that God is love. When he sent us his son, he showed us that selflessness was truly the way to demonstrate love. Blessed Mother Teresa reminded us of the selflessness of Christ when she said, "When you look at the crucifix, you understand how much Jesus loved you then. When you look at the Sacred Host, you understand how much Jesus loves you now."
There will come a day when each of us will be asked to review the movie of our life and give an account to God. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times and joyfully revisit the good. Thankfully, no matter what you've done, there is hope, since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. So if you've been away from church for a while, we invite you to come home and find the peace that only comes from God. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Shining through darkness, Advent joy lights the night air. For kindly Saint Nicholas was making his way there. But wait for a moment, there's a pause in his plan. We're reminded Santa's priority should be that of every woman and man. For peace to flourish and love to abound, our souls must come home. The King of Kings must be found. For centuries, wise men sought the Savior first. Knowing only Jesus can quench our heart's greatest thirst. So come home to Mass and celebrate the holy Christian season. For love is born tonight, our hope for heaven, the reason.
Having been away for so many years, what happened that changed your faith in a positive way?
I had lost a dear sister and a brother that I was very, very close to. And they passed away. Excuse me. And I just felt empty and alone. And I do want to see them again someday. So, about that time, Catholics Come Home was on TV. And I thought, oh my gosh, there it is. And it just kind of stuck with me, and I really watched and listened to all the people that were doing their testimonials. And I thought, maybe there is hope for me. So it was the ad called Movie, and people were talking and how they were going back home.
And how did that make you feel?
It gave me hope. I got a little energy inside of me that gave me, you know, something to hope for.
Did this invitation come at the right time in your life?
It was God's message to me, I think. I think he was totally talking to me.
What did you feel God was trying to tell you?
To get up and go and do it.
And did you?
Yes, I did. I got on the phone the very next morning, and I called down at the St. Joseph Church rectory and made an appointment with our pastor.
What was your path to come home?
Well, as we were talking on the phone, I asked him what I needed to do, and he said, well, you need to go to confession. And I said, oh, Father, it's been like 33 years since I've been to confession. And he said, well, he said, I'll reserve a whole week for you. Oh, my gosh. So I told him, I said, well, you might need more. So that made me feel okay. Then when I met him and realized that Father Ricky was a godsend for me, that he was my messenger.
You didn't need a whole week for your confession, did you?
No, he took care of me right there, and I left walking on air.
How did you feel after receiving communion after all those years?
It was so warm. It was just a warmth came within me and just came out. And that's the way I feel every Sunday when I receive communion now.
At this point, Gene wasn't Catholic. At what point did he decide to join the Catholic Church?
I started going on Saturday afternoons, so they would free up our Sundays, and I would always ask him if he wanted to come to church with me. No, no. So I would just keep going, and just kept going and going, and I think he saw that I wasn't going to stop. Then one Saturday afternoon, he said, Madge, are you going to go to church today? And I said, yes. He said, well, I think I'll go with you. And I just looked up and I was, thank you, Jesus. And he's been going ever since. I think during that time, it was kind of late in the fall, that Father Ricky was starting the RCIA classes again. And somehow or another, our name got put in the little packet, and we got invited to a little luncheon or dinner they had that night.
Did Gene eventually become Catholic?
Yes, he did. And bless his heart, he goes every Sunday now, and he always asks me, you better hurry up, it's time to go. So, yes, he's very, very good.
How has being Catholic helped your marriage?
Oh, it's wonderful. I wish to everything that we had started out that way, because it has brought us so close. We are one now. We really are.
What do you like best about your Catholic faith?
I just love the going into church, being able to get out on my knees and pray, and looking up at the cross and over at Mary, and seeing people all over the church that will smile at you and say hello, good morning, or, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful group.
What do you know now that you didn't know all those years ago?
I guess maybe it's because I'm older, but I can visualize when I hear the passages out of the gospel. I don't know why, but it's like I can see it. I visualize everything that is being said, and it just makes sense. It's clear.
When we return, we'll find out what's happening in Madge's life today.
It seems like people want to hear it. I mean, they are interested in what's going on, and I think it's been a slow coming, but I really feel like faith is what's going to help us.
Jesus sent his disciples out two by two to evangelize the world. Christ calls us to have friends, to have these relationships in our own churches and parish communities so that we can help each other in our spiritual walk. In my book, Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life, I've learned this phenomena by having worked with Dr. Scott Hahn to write the foreword for Peter Kraft and Patrick Madrid and Cardinal Timothy Dolan to help write endorsements on the back cover. These friends helped me to prepare the book and helped me on my spiritual journey as well. Let's remember, as evangelists who are helping others home to the church, that it's so important for us to have close relationships, close bonds with others in our church, so that we can help each other through life and help each other in this act of evangelization.
1 year after I graduated Catholic high school, I eloped to Las Vegas, Nevada. My husband was not Catholic, and at the time, I didn't really think that it really mattered which church we went to, because we all loved God and we all loved Jesus, and that was the start of my journey out of the Catholic Church, where I remained out of the Catholic Church for over 30 years. When I started to read the Bible, I could see that our Catholic faith is steeped in Scripture. I could see some of the sacraments in Scripture. I could see some of the liturgy in Scripture. I learned that the Catholic Church was started by Jesus Christ, who gave the authority to Peter, and it has continued in succession down to the present day. And that was the start of my journey home to the Catholic Church.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
It is here where you'll find the best marriage counselor, greatest healer, wisest teacher, and closest friend. It's a place where you'll escape the chaos of the world and find the lasting peace that only comes from God. Jesus is personally waiting to embrace you now with his divine mercy and healing love. Jesus is calling you home to his Sacred Heart today.
I need your mercy. I need a Savior.
Now that you're practicing your Catholic faith, how are you helping others?
I first started volunteering at our hospital down at Parkland Hospital. I worked in the gift shop every Tuesday, and I'd work at the front desk every Wednesday. And I also work at the St. Vincent de Paul food pantry at our church, and I absolutely love that. It's the best job I've ever had in my life.
Do you and Jean deliver food to the homebound?
Yes. We have a ministry at church called Our Father's Table once a month. They have free meals for anybody that wants a meal. And we have a lot of people that are homebound that we help out. We deliver some meals for that occasionally.
How do you feel called to evangelize?
Jean and I both find ourselves talking about our church and our faith to a lot of people that we never had talked to before. And people are just more, it seems like people want to hear it. I mean, they are interested in what's going on, and I think it's been a slow coming, but I really feel like faith is what's going to help us.
How has having God in your life and Christ in your marriage helped?
Oh, it's taken a lot of stress away. I mean, of course, you always got stress when you got kids and grandkids, but it's a less burden because we got somebody to go to now and give it to. God is there.
How has having a strong faith changed the way you look at others?
That's a good question, because that's been my biggest confessional question burden that I take to Father Jim and Father Ricky all the time. Being a police officer, you are trained to scrutinize people. You watch their demeanor, you watch what they say, you watch how they stand and where their hands are. And Father Jim was a very wise man. He said, look at them through God's eyes, Matt. And that'll help, and I do.
How has Catholics Come Home made a difference in your life?
I owe Catholics Come Home my life now. I would really say that. It saved me.
And how do you feel?
It's a happiness that you want to cry, and I mean, I usually do shed a few tears at church because I feel okay. I'm really okay.
You used to carry a .357 Magnum, but now you quilt?
I put away my gun and my badge. I still have my uniform downstairs because I still go out with shop with the cops sometimes. And I wear a new badge now.
Madge, thank you for being with us today. We're so glad you and Jean are back in the church, and welcome home.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I'm so glad to have met you because you changed my life. You really did.
We all want to share the faith, but sometimes it's not always easy to bring up a conversation about your faith. In response to today's viewer question, we will share some icebreaking tips. How do I strike up an evangelization conversation? First, practice active waiting. You don't need to be pushy or stand on a soapbox. Wait for the Holy Spirit to open the door. Be open and attentive, and pray every day for God to bring you someone to evangelize. The funny thing is, the Holy Spirit pretty much always takes you up on your offer to share the faith. And it can happen anywhere. The grocery store checkout line, a parking lot, on an airplane, or at the park with your kids. Remember Pope St. John Paul II's famous quote, "Be not afraid." In 1 Peter 3:15, we are reminded to always be ready to give a defense. Even if the nerves kick in, know that you are participating in a great mission. Jesus' command to spread the gospel and make disciples of all nations. You really have nothing to lose, and you'll get better with practice. Focus on finding common ground. Look for a meeting point between something that person is saying and an evangelistic opportunity. For example, I once encountered a woman at the gym complaining about her lack of motivation and the stress that was affecting various areas of her life. This gave me the opportunity to share a simple insight with her. I said, "You know, I often feel like that too. You know what I've found? Prayer really helps me during times when I'm lacking motivation or when stress is taking hold of me. After praying, I feel more at peace, trusting in God, and I'm ready to handle whatever is in front of me." See, that's not too hard, right? The Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen once wrote, "Grace will move you only when you want it to move you, and only when you let it move you." Let God's grace move you to take advantage of open doors to begin evangelization conversations. You'll be surprised how much practice He will give you.
Here's your chance to get active in the new evangelization. Visit the CatholicsComeHome.org website, enter through the door, and click on the Shop tab. Here, you can order a Catholics Come Home book, evangelization cards, a DVD of the evangelicals, or a car magnet. If you or someone you know has come home to the church thanks in part to Catholics Come Home, let us know. Or if you have a comment, question, or want to support our mission, email us at info@CatholicsComeHome.org or write to us at Catholics Come Home, P.O. Box 1802, Roswell, Georgia, 30077. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy and humility leads to happiness, where we learn that less is more, and in giving we receive. It's our refuge from chaos and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
After being away from her Catholic faith for years, Madge didn't think she could come home to the church. But thanks to a Catholics Come Home invitation and Madge responding to it, she not only found her way home, but helped her husband Gene to convert to the Catholic faith as well. Now Madge and Gene are serving others in their community and are part of a vibrant Catholic parish in their area. Please keep Madge, Gene, and the Winch family, as well as all of us at Catholics Come Home, in your prayers. And remember to do your part in the new evangelization by helping to love somebody to heaven.